Look, guys, here we go. It's the first installment of the Heat Zone. Here, man, got my boy Verb with me.
You already know what's going on.
And that's, man, we've been doing this sports thing in our barbershops, in our cribs, in the stew for too many years.
Too many years.
So we said, yo, we're going to bring this to you guys, man. We're going to bring in other people. We know sports people, so we're going to bring them to you as well along with this. But we figured it would be the best time right now. Playoffs is going crazy right now.
NFL playoffs definitely was crazy.
Playoffs is crazy. So we just figured we'd come give you guys a little, you know what I'm saying, drop on that. And then also get you guys prepared for the divisional rounds as well, man. We love boxing. We love basketball. We love a little bit of everything. Tennis coming up too as well. So be on the lookout. We're going to give y'all a little bit of every spot on everything we can as it's coming along, man. So
that's a definite.
You know, we're going to get right into these playoffs that just happened, man. And boy, this last weekend was crazy, man. That first game was the Browns and the Texans, 45-14, man. Look, I watched this whole game, and I got to be honest with you. C.J. Stroud is
he surprised me.
Yo,
he surprised me.
He didn't surprise me. He actually, I watched a couple of good Texans games. He's nasty, boy. But I thought at least that the Browns' defense would be like 8 million times better than this time. They didn't play like 8, bro. It's like the saddest thing I ever seen. But 3 touchdowns, definitely nasty. Singletary was all right. Like, they didn't really get the running game
going. Yeah, nah.
So that is not what did it. C.J. Stroud won that game.
Yeah, he carried the team. And that's what surprised me, that he had the capability and that – and that time frame and that, you know, heightened of a game to come up, you know what I mean, and stand tall like that and carry a squad. I respected it a lot. So salute to C.J. Stroud.
Real. And they finally got, like, Flacco being, like, 5 or 6 games strong.
Yeah.
Killing it. So, but we all knew it was going to happen sooner or later.
Definitely.
He's always a 2-3 game interception guy. So I knew it was coming. You know what I'm saying? I pretty much figured that it was happening this game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I just didn't think the Texans' defense was going to be that crazy.
Stand up.
I thought the Browns would be more stand up for it to be 45-14. I thought maybe like a 20, you know, 28, you know what I'm saying? Something like
21-28, somewhere around there. Yeah, I figured it would be a close game. I even kind of gave it to Flacco because of the experience.
This is what I was
saying. And when I checked the betting, his odds against the bet, and he beat the bets the last 5 times he made the playoffs. So I said, all right, he must got something in this moment where he knows to stand up. But
me, I think if the Browns' defense would have showed up a little bit more,
it would have definitely.
It would have made it a bigger balance.
Definitely.
It also made it a little bit, probably closer. But definitely, I agree, Kareem Hunt, you was talking about Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I expected them to go to him more, and I expected the line to be able to open more holes for Kareem Hunt to be able to expose to run his running game, but I didn't see none of that.
But I'm going to be honest with you. If you take a look, you know what I'm saying, Flacco, 307 yards. That's still solid. And he actually had a decent, you know what I'm saying.
It was a decent game. The 2 interceptions,
that's,
you know what I mean, that hurt.
Neither defense was solid, but the interceptions is the reason why that was a quick bounce. Because they got, I think one was a touchdown off the interception.
Definitely it was.
Sure. And then another one they scored off of that interception. So
that's 14 points right there.
Right there.
Yeah, that's a 14-point swing right there.
That's right there. That's over. But definitely a crazy game. I'm looking forward to the Texans and the rest of the playoffs for sure, because that game made me look at C.J. Stroud a little
definitely
differently. Even though I thought he was playing good this whole year.
Yeah, he had a solid year. But I just, like I said, it just in that moment, you know, a lot of rookies get there and they don't know how to figure out the speed.
He was
ahead of the speed of the game.
I agree. On to this other game, man. The defending champs over here, Chiefs, you know what I'm saying? 26-7 over the Dolphins, bro.
Dolphins couldn't handle the cold.
Dolphins, bro. Dude.
They couldn't handle the cold.
Dude, they couldn't handle the cold at all, bro. And I'll be honest, man, I'm sad. I'm sad for them because there's nothing they could do to replicate that.
No, it's not.
All they could do if it played in it a couple of more times in a year. And the thing that's sad is that if it was a normal year,
yeah,
I think they would have maybe played in one game or so where they caught a colder game.
I wonder, what was the coldest game before this that the Dolphins played?
I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not even sure, but I'm gonna be honest, based on, to me, the way the seasons have been around the year,
yeah,
even the teams that they could have played,
they still went out, yeah.
And at least, you know what I'm saying?
It definitely gave the Chiefs an advantage, or you could tell.
And they were ready.
Like, yeah.
They practiced that whole time. It was crazy. Like, I'm gonna be honest, You know what I'm saying? I didn't think nobody but Rice looked like spectacular for the Chiefs. Obviously, you know, Patrick Mahomes doing his thing and whatnot and staying solid, no interceptions and whatnot. But Rice looked special. I hadn't seen him all year do anything this, like this type of stuff.
Yeah, he stepped up in a moment.
I don't know if it was just the way the defense left him in that space, but he caught everything. And that's been their problem most of the year. Nobody was catching anything all year.
Who's overlooked to me? Pacheco.
I was going to get to him next, but I don't think he's overlooked. Not even for this team. Without him having a solid game, it kind of gets hard.
I was about to say, because everybody talks Patrick Mahomes, but I'm like, that boy Pacheco be carrying y'all a lot of the times when things is not going right for that offense.
And they're a playoff team. Mm-hmm. Not playoff team. They're a play-action team.
Definitely.
With him staying solid, if he can get the 100, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? No 100, he's close. He's right there. You know what I'm saying? At that close to the 100, they're going to be good. Because that means they've been pushing
it. For me, it's the brutality that he puts on the defense. He wears defenses down. Like, you start to see by the second, third quarter, people don't come up as fast that they was in the first quarter. And then that gives the rest of the offense the advantage to now become.
With that weather that's coming, because that's the one thing that's going to be. They're going to be the rest of this, the last two, the championship game, I think they'll get back home.
Mm-hmm.
They play this next game, I think they play away. For the Bills, I believe it is, they play. But they're still about to go back into some weather.
It's cool. Yeah. So now this is going to be a good one, because the Bills are already prepared for the cool weather.
Yeah, man. For me, bro, the Dolphins, everybody was sad. I don't really think nobody did what they thought they was going to do.
Definitely did.
Most of, carries.
Tariq Hill came out strong until he took that one hit and got slammed on that cold. It was over.
And then same thing about Tua. Like, it just was an off balance. After a couple good early knockdowns,
it was like, nah, I don't want to do this.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that. And, and I will say the D had their number, too. The D was ready. The D was ready for the cold. You know what I'm saying?
They definitely were.
The D was ready for the cold.
Yeah, they was pumped up. They was hyped up. They was ready to go.
Game. So I do think Dolphins had no chance coming into it. And their record on that is as well gave me pretty much an idea on that. They may need to figure out something those last couple games. Or that practice before when the playoffs get the hit, they need to take themselves to some cold weather place. Or they need to play their asses off so they can get home court, home field advantage the whole way through.
Definitely coming out of Florida, they definitely need to have home field.
That's a fact, bro. I don't really understand what they were thinking on that, bro. But you already know, man. Definitely Dolphins down on that.
I was a little disappointed.
This game, man, this Green Bay game, bro, I gotta be honest with you, bro. It was... it was the best game other than the last game that Tampa Bay game to see. But to see Green Bay trump Dallas, bro.
The way that they did, bro.
I'll be honest, bro. That was the playoffs. That was the playoffs.
That was the epitome of the playoffs.
That was the playoffs.
And me being a Giants fan, not throwing that in there, but throwing it in there.
Yeah.
I was happy to see how that transpired. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Due to the fact that, my Giants have a rough time right now, but we'll be where we're supposed to be soon. But as far as the game at hand, your man Dak, I don't know.
Bro, I'm gonna be honest, man. I'm out to give you my real honest joint. At first, I thought it was Dak.
Mm-hmm.
But looking from last year with Kellen Moore and looking at this year, you know what I'm saying, with Mike McCarthy, I'm for a fact that he don't got the coaching, bro. He don't got the little bit of coaching that he needs. Because the play selections just are so simple. They are. They don't have anything in it that makes it where you know what I'll say? Maybe they know what we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they know he can't handle that.
Yeah.
Maybe they know that. That's what he can't handle, and this is the stuff he can handle.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what it is, then it's garbage. It's a wrap. Nobody else is going to scoop him. But I feel he do got something, so that's why I keep thinking it's them when it comes to that part with Dak. You feels me? But let's just be real. CeeDee Lamb didn't really show up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, whatever was going on between that and CeeDee Lamb, which was evident, I don't know what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what it was. Yeah. But it didn't go away till almost the fourth quarter.
This is a fact.
They click right in.
Yeah, and then it was actually, that's when they...
They click right in.
They made the run. That's yeah. when they made the run.
So whatever was going on, either pregame or during whatever,
it
threw that offense off.
Exactly.
So I will even admit that. And
Pollard couldn't get nothing going, but he did get his touchdown early. You know, it was in the late half, but he did get his one little touchdown.
Touchdown early, yeah.
What he was doing.
It definitely did.
To be honest, even though the score seems a little... Because it's a little closer. That's not what
it was. Yeah, it wasn't like, nah. They went on a run at the end. But throughout the whole first three quarters, it was a blowout.
Nothing.
A blowout.
I said the same thing. I say, look, I am not a Dallas fan. But I did think this year was, if there was a time that they would, you know, be playoff born.
Or have a run.
Maybe get to the conference finals. This was that
but,
year.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought it because I seen the team. But be honest, a couple of games back, the defense ain't look right.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't been looking solid. So I'm not a Green Bay fan. I live in Wisconsin, so, you know, appreciation. But I was, like, shocked because, you know what I'm saying, Love did, like, play really good.
Nah, he played well.
He played really good.
He played well.
Really, really good.
He
so
played.
I was shocked on that one. So we already know Dallas down. We all good with that, happy with this. This was a good game. Of the day was the Lions
and the Rams.
Yeah.
24-23.
It was the best, like, football.
Yeah,
game.
Back and forth.
You know, back and forth pushing. I gotta be honest.
Special teams cost the Rams that game.
Yeah, and also, too, I don't know if you was paying attention at the last drive that they had, Nakua. He got that hold. It was a little hold on
him. Yeah, it was.
To me, that would have probably gave him another
non-call,
run.
Non-call.
Would have possibly given him a little bit more.
So if you was to ask me, I'll say special teams and missed calls.
Exactly. Definitely special teams.
Cost the Rams.
I'm happy the Lions got that win. I mean, break that streak, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Their fans was ecstatic, crying, all types
of
emotions.
We've been to us as the Bears a long time, so you know what I'm saying. But we've been in the playoffs and we've had a couple of the wins in between there.
Yeah.
But they ain't had a win, so I was happy for that for them.
I think they said 32 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
They deserved it.
90s or something like that. The 96.
Yeah, they deserved it. They deserved it. The Lions deserved that one.
I was definitely happy on that. Matthew Stafford, I'm just gonna keep it a buck. He played his ass off. I don't know if you've seen it.
Nah, he did.
He had to his hand, like.
I thought he got knocked out in that game.
That's what I was
when he was looking up at the sky.
Yeah,
I said, "Yo, he done."
Bro, I ain't
then I look, he was right back in.
I was mad that he didn't get the win the way he played. That,
yeah,
but you know what I'm saying. But the real talk, to be going back home and play,
he played his ass off
all the way there.
Yeah, he played his ass off.
I had to give him that one for real.
He definitely played his ass off.
That was a crazy effort from him. And this game was an easy one here. The Bills and the Steelers 31. Bills 31, Steelers 17. We kind of knew it was going to be this way, you know what I'm saying, in a way. But like you said earlier when we talked, that the Steelers' defense didn't show as much as they should have.
Yeah, I definitely thought they was going.
And I think that the Steelers should definitely think about keeping Mason Rudolph. It's a possibility he's there.
I mean, he played a strong game. He came out. He put up a fight. You know what I mean? He didn't really get a lot of help to me.
That's what I'm saying.
From the rest of his teammates.
The receivers wasn't there. Look, I mean, nobody really did much.
Yeah.
But, like, to me, even some of the few misses that I seen were pretty, like, he did what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So I agree.
A quarterback is supposed to manage the game. And then, if needed, to go win the game. And I feel like he did that. But his co-stars around him just didn't give him
just didn't give him the hold up.
The supporting role he needed.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely, man. Now, this game right here, the last game of the weekend, man. Bro.
Surprising.
This was...
Like, I'm going to be honest.
Bro.
Surprising.
Bro, this one surprised the hell out of me. The Bucks-Eagles game. Bucks 32,
Eagles 9.
9, bro. This game,
9 points?
First of all, I thought it may be a flip-flop. First of all. I thought it would be a flip-flop.
I honestly did too.
I did not think that, you know what I'm saying, that
I
was
thought the Eagles was going to run them out of the stadium.
Baker Mayfield actually played his tail off. Like no, I'm talking
when
about...
When he plays with that swag that he played, what was that, Monday night?
Yeah.
He hard to beat.
He's hard to beat. He played his tail off. I really have to give him his props on that. And I'm not a Baker Mayfield fan.
Nah, me neither.
But, like, anytime he do his thing, I do give him his props. You know what I'm saying? And literally, bro, he no cap. He really did his thing on that one. Hurts, He look, if you look at stats, he didn't play bad, but he looked shaky out there. He didn't like he had it together.
Yeah, something looked like it was a little off.
Yeah, the only person that held it down for him and gave him pretty much most of what he got was Smith. That one long pass to play.
Yeah.
First right.
Smith is always consistent. He's been consistent since college.
Great game. Like, so I gotta give him his props. He stood tall. Everybody else didn't, but it was their D.
Yeah.
D.
I was surprised Swift only had 34 yards.
That's true. Like, with that, I'll give you that too. But I ain't gonna lie. If you watch the Buccaneers, I've watched like two or three of the Buccaneers games.
Yeah, I have too.
They're D.
They got a solid defense.
Look like they could do this.
Yeah.
I just thought the Eagles D would at least match closer.
Definitely.
Making it maybe a tight game at the end of the day, realistically. Definitely. Not Baker going for 337.
Yeah. I was disappointed that it was a blowout because I was expecting more of a game. Yeah. Like, just as a fan, exactly. Like a football fan. Yeah. Like, yeah. I was expecting it to be more of a game, and it just never materialized.
It didn't materialize at all, bro. I was truly shocked about it, for real. I got to be honest on that one. Like I said, their Eagles need to rethink a lot of things. I don't know,
definitely.
You know, how it's going to go, but they definitely need to rethink a lot of things, man.
Definitely.
So we'll see what happens.
That season hype thing, man, you got to, you know what I mean? Like, it counts in the playoff. The playoff games get you the next game.
Exactly. The playoff games definitely get you the next games, man. So what do you think now? Like, let's talk here. Now, it's on to these divisional, you know, games here. This is where it really goes, man. It's about to get, you know what I'm saying, real heavy and hot and heavy now. You got the first game is, you know what I'm saying, is Texans-Ravens. Now,
I think that's going to be a – I think that's going to be a barn burner.
Bro, look.
I see a 45-42 type game.
You thinking like that?
I see a 45-42 type game.
Personally, for me, I'm going to tell you this just to be honest. I think the Ravens' defense is a little bit better, though. So I'm thinking maybe not that high. And then I had to look at how the Ravens been playing. I could see them not getting a 40 burger. I could see them maybe getting in the 30, but I don't know if the Texans defense is going to translate another game. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I said I could see a 40.
And then it's outside. Remember, the Texans is in the dome. So they, you know what I'm saying? And they played that last game at home. This one is some weather. This was
I see it being a high score game, though. I see it being a high score game.
I'll be interested to
that come down to like a last second field goal.
Look here. I actually lucky that I gave a stat comparison. Lamar Jackson, technically, season has been worse than Stroud's. Like,
yeah.
Stroud could be MVP.
He could
be MVP this year. Bro.
He could if
Stroud
he take
could be MVP for real.
Especially if they go win the whole thing.
Yo, like, I mean, I know they, because he's a real.
I'm not saying I'm picking the Texans to win the whole thing.
Nah,
I'm just saying,
either.
If
I'm
they could, he definitely deserves MVP.
Yo, for real. I think
definitely Lamar rookie of the year.
Yeah, I know he's getting rookie of the year.
Yeah, he got to get rookie of the year.
I just don't think they're going to give him MVP because he is a rookie. That's the reason why I don't think they're going to give him MVP.
But if he win the bowl, you got to give it to him.
You almost got
to
give it.
You got to give it to him.
Yo, that's crazy. So I'm going to be honest. This game, I really do think is going to go Ravens. I got to be honest. If we were going to go, this would be, okay, we can see.
Yeah, I'm definitely picking the Ravens.
We're going to say he zone picks here. We're going to start doing he zone picks.
Yeah.
We're going to do he zone picks right here.
Yeah.
I'm going Ravens too, even though it's only me and you. Sometimes they say they hated to go to all the same side, but it's only two of us.
Nah, well, I'm going Ravens.
I'm going Ravens.
I'm going Ravens.
Sure. I cannot. Like I said,
I'm just a person that feels like their defense just has enough to get them over the edge.
Agree. That's what I agree on too. I don't think the Texans defense is personally. I don't think it's going to translate to this next game.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Then we got Packers 49ers. Now I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying?
Now this pick right here for me is a little bit like I'm going back and forth in my head thinking about this one.
Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you two things. Look at one thing here that I know nobody wants to talk about, you know what I'm saying, is that Love is really outplaying a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'd give him even top five throughout the year. So looking at that, the only thing that I'm questionable about this, let me make sure I'm looking at.
Who's home? The 49ers?
49ers
is home?
Yeah. That's what I was about to say. So they're going to be good. It's going to be a good weathered game.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They shouldn't have too much problems with that. And this is the thing that I know for surely, McCaffrey's playing. He was out the last three games. Last 2 to 3 games, he is playing.
Okay.
So that's where I say 49ers is going to win this. This is the reason why I think the 49ers is going to win it. McCaffrey rushing, probably getting about $110, $120. You know what I'm saying? They go straight combined with some of his receiving yards. I think he's going hot. He ain't played a few weeks, and he's been ready, and he's had the break from last week. No, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no wear and tear.
I personally think it's going to...
Yeah, he's definitely going to put up some numbers.
Because I don't think the Packers' D is going to translate at all. It did decent this past week, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think it's going to do with the same thing it did on Dallas. I don't think so. I just don't.
For my pick, just for it to be a... I'm going to go Green Bay.
You're going
to
go Green
Bay? I'm going to go Green Bay with the upset away.
Okay, I'm going to say the only reason why I wouldn't pick Green Bay is because I can't pick Green Bay going into this situation. I'm a Bears fan. I can't keep it. For real. So I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, I'm going to go Green Bay.
This one I think we may catch a split on as well, too. Buccaneers-Lions. What you think about this here? Buccaneers-Lions is a, you know, like, I want the Lions to continue this, you know what I'm saying, this joint here. But I don't know, man, the way Baker looked. You know what I'm saying? Now, the only thing that I will give them the way Baker looked,
mm-hmm.
and they are in the dome. So no weather issue. You know what I'm saying? Because I think Lions got the home field advantage again.
They do.
So they're in the dome.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no weather issue again. You feel me? Everything will be even Steven. And I don't know. I don't know. I'm
going Detroit at home.
All right. I'm going to go Bucks because, again, in my division, it's so hard to keep going these two teams that we hate the most.
Yeah.
The teams I hate the most. So yeah. I'm going to go ahead and go off of that. I'm going to go ahead and go with the Bucks. I'm going to give Baker a run on this one.
Okay.
For real. Not really my hopeful. But also, I'm hoping for Evans, too. Evans ain't had a great little season.
The only reason I say that because Baker Mayfield has a tendency of not having consistent weeks.
And I agree. That's the reason why I didn't want to have to pick it mm-hmm. that way. But I'm going to be honest. I've actually liked what Jared Goff has been doing.
He definitely has been balling.
And even though he's had a few struggles, he's been more consistent.
Consistent.
And the few struggles have happened when you had kind of expected it a little bit. I mm-hmm. feel like. And this one is not one I expect that because I really didn't think Buccaneers would be here like this. So I thought it would be the Eagles. And I thought the Lions had no chance.
Chance, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to give this one, I feel like could go either. I'm going to go with the Bucks with you on this one as well, too. I mean, go with the Bucks. So we got opposites on that one. I'm going to go with the Bucks on that one, man. You know, that's a good – I think that's going to be a good one to watch, for real.
That's definitely
going to
be good.
Now, this one we know is a good one to watch here. We know for a fact
it's
a good one to watch here is this Chiefs and Bills game. Now
Ah, man.
Hey, man. This is a football fan's
almost dream.
Yeah.
Almost dream. Depending on how this turns out Sunday, if it's competitive, it's not just like one-sided or...
This is the game you really want.
This is a game I expect.
It is a divisional... I mean, it's a divisional round game.
Yeah.
But because it is, and they've already had these battles before, that's what makes it even more
special. Even more special because they know each other.
Yeah.
You got a lot of elements that's going to go into this game.
Exactly.
It's a lot of elements that's going to go into this game.
Josh Allen plays like he played this past weekend, I think it's no stopping. I think they're going to win this game just by that. And remember, they're playing
in Buffalo.
In Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
So they got that on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If he plays like he played, I mean, boy was rushing and everything.
Yeah.
I think they got this one. I really did. The only reason why I say it is because the things I've seen, the tendencies I've seen from the Chiefs this year
mm-hmm.
can't happen. They can't happen.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And
I'm going to be honest. The Chiefs need almost a perfect game to beat the Bills.
This is what I feel. I feel like.
And I don't know if they're capable of doing it.
I don't think so either.
So I think I'm going to go Buffalo.
I would be honest. I would.
In a close one. I think it's going to be a close one.
Exactly.
But I'm going to go Buffalo edging them out.
Give the Chiefs this one in a joint. But I got to be honest. I think Buffalo's going to edge them out. I think it's going to be very close. I think maybe field goal or even slight points with a blocked field goal.
If Pacheco don't get at least 110 yards, mm-hmm. they definitely lose.
Now I can guarantee you that I can.
They definitely lose.
I can go with you on
if
that.
He don't have at least 110 yards. The Chiefs definitely lose.
I can agree with you on that. I could vouch with you on that like all 100%. So I'm a go Bills because that's what my real pick would be on that one. I want to give the. I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs edged it out. But if they blew this, like blew this, I would be shocked.
Yeah, no. If they blow the Bills out, I'd be absolutely shocked.
Something totally went wrong. Something happened or whatever. If they blow them out, like something, we'll be coming back talking about.
Yeah, in the next episode, Bill,
but
we will be on you.
Be close. I'm thinking within a field goal. I'm thinking a field goal or maybe a blocked punt happened. I mean, a blocked extra point happened somewhere in there. And it's
somewhere.
A point, two mm-hmm. points or something.
But, a missed field goal or something. Yeah, something I could see like something that. Like that, especially with that weather condition, that ball being that hard.
I think it's light. But I think light, 3 points, I don't see this being over 7 points. Like nah. A touchdown, you know what I'm saying?
If it is, it's going to be just a touchdown.
Yeah.
I don't see it being like a double-digit game.
And if it's something like that, it's because last-minute BS. But it's going to look – I feel like it should be close. I do not feel like these teams – and I feel like the Chiefs D is solid enough to keep it that way.
Definitely.
I don't know if they could keep it tight to win it, but I do – for the offense to win it. And I think that's the thing that Buffalo has. Their offense has that more.
Yes, sir.
A couple more easy sparks. Think it's gonna happen.
Yes, sir.
I truly do.
Especially if Diggs shows up too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna be a problem.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said as well too, man. So you know, that's the division rounds. You got our picks. They locked in stone. We're gonna have to drop this before, so don't hold us to it. But you already know we back on it for real. Look, man, NFL had a bunch of other crazy things that happened this year, man. Already before the year didn't broke off, bunch of coaches fires and hires, man. What do you think, bro, about Bill Belichick out, man? What do you think, man?
12
Super Bowl appearances, man. 8 wins, you know?
I mean, he did his thing over there. He a Hall of Famer. You can't take away what he did. Yeah. You know, the Patriots should forever be in debt to him for what he brought to the table.
This is a fact.
But I think sometimes it's better for a coach to take his juices to another place where maybe some players don't want to deal with certain things or motifs that go with certain teams.
Exactly.
So I think depending on where Bill Belichick ends up, He'll win another bowl.
Yeah, that's what definitely. I think. And I think it's about how much time he feels like he has. There's a couple teams, like, he's out. He's back out on the coach's market, so he's not, like, you know, he ain't in the retiring circuit.
Yeah.
But there's a couple teams I feel he could win now within the next 2 years.
Definitely.
You know, if he went to the Chargers, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they've been saying Dallas because of this loss that we just discussed. But I'm thinking, really, to me, I think a win now would be the Chargers. Definitely would be the easiest one.
I see him ending up in Dallas. I see him and Jerry Jones putting together this concoction to be like, yo.
And to me, they have.
I need you and you need us.
To me, they have the team.
I see that.
They have the team that needs something like that. They need structure.
Yeah.
They really do. That,
yeah.
Like, they haven't had it, at least that kind of structure.
Structure, yeah.
They need that.
Because he's going to come in, he's going to be no nonsense. He's going to put the players on the field who has the strength in certain positions. He's not going to care about the popularity and all of that. He's coming in there to win. And then he's going to have a point to prove coming out of New England. So I feel like it's a good pickup for Dallas. You know what I mean? I personally don't like it as a Giant fan.
Yeah,
but
no, I agree.
As a football fan, I think it's a move that they should make.
And whatnot.
Yeah.
But, I personally, the same thing. I think Dallas would be the best play. I think, as we're talking about coaches' hires and fires, you know, Harbaugh is actually out there on the market right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's actually looking, seeing what everybody's talking about out there. Harbaugh just won his first title with Michigan. So I know he's feeling a little fresh. He feel like he can probably come back. So he's been taking talks and whatnot. I think he would be perfect for the Chargers if there was that. That's the reason why
I
don't think Bill would go there. I think agree with you, and Dallas would be perfect for Bill.
Definitely.
I think Harbaugh and the Chargers, if he does choose to come back to the NFL, it
would
looks
be
like
a good fit.
He's taking meetings. He took no meetings, you know, prior
ever
to,
before. Yeah, like that.
He, you know, wasn't really looking. He's already taken 2 meetings. I think the Texans have had him in. They had him and Bill in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think somebody else has already had them in for an interview. If not, it's just the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he's going lets us know he's looking to see for the options. And I think if he's going to do some options, the first options that he's probably going to be more excited about would probably be the Chargers. You know?
Definitely.
So, you know, I mean, there's some big fires too, bro. I mean, I don't know if you've seen this one coming. Pete Carroll went over in Seattle fire.
Yeah. I saw it, but I was like, oh, nah, it's Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
They're going to give him another year to get it right.
This is what
you
I
know,
thought.
His time in the NFL and his lineage and everything, like, he knows what he's doing, but
exactly.
I guess they said, no, we trying to win right now, so out the door you
out
go.
The door. They got Tennessee let go of Mike Vrabel. Now, I'm not going to lie, Mike Vrabel would be great as well for Dallas.
He would, because he's so game oriented.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he was so involved in the game when he played, he knows damn near like the positions and this and that and what's expected. So that's a good call by you.
That's what I'm saying.
He would be a good fit down there.
I think he would be a good fit there. You know what I'm saying? But you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm definitely gonna keep a little eye on where he goes, because I think he's one of the interesting hires that could be, you know, left out there.
Definitely.
Washington let go of Ron Rivera. We kind of knew.
Everyone. I knew that was gonna happen.
We knew that was gonna happen. I'm surprised they didn't do that mid-season. But
yeah.
You know, Ron Rivera's a stand-up guy, so I get it.
Yeah, they stuck it out with him. I respect the franchise for that.
Yeah, I definitely respect the franchise with that. I don't know who would go to Washington. I could see Bill there, but I think that's a work in progress. That's
going
to be 4, 3, 4, 5 years. If he's coaching, planning on coaching more than
2, 5 years, then
I think he would definitely maybe take there.
But he definitely got some rebuilding to do with Washington.
Yeah, I could even see Vrabel. If you wanted somebody that was a stand-up guy to go there, Vrabel was that type of guy. But to me, he's going to work the defense so crazy. Same thing. He's going to need more out of there.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know who can go there. Atlanta, this is an interesting one. Arthur Smith was fired, you know, saying damn near, I think, before the end of the season. It was like 2-3 games before the end of the
season. Yep.
Yeah, but like this one, I was a little shocked, but they said it was some little underlying details.
Issues going on there.
I didn't get to see what was all going on.
The team, from what they were saying, that the team, you know, wasn't responding to him.
Yeah,
his coaching methods.
They weren't coaching. I mean, they weren't playing for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, Bill already went there. Harbaugh's already interviewed there.
Mm.
Both of them would be interesting there. They don't have a QB, though.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But the rest of their team is actually not bad.
Not that bad, no.
It's not too bad. The rest of the office, they just got a little bit there. They just really need a QB, somebody that could really come in and hold it down. I don't know if Bill's ready for that. Harbaugh looked like he may be a type that could maybe be willing to go through that to get that. And the draft's coming up. They may not get a crazy pick, but, you know.
They're going to be decent.
Chargers also dropped Brian Stanley. They brought him midseason. I think it was after, like, game 6.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're kind of playing with, you know what I'm saying, not maybe, like, wasn't game 6, maybe it was, like, game 8 or 9 or whatever. But they've been playing a little, you know, handicapped anyway. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, this is Harbaugh's job to take if he want to take it.
Take it, yeah.
If they want to build, I think that's the other person there. But it's just an obvious. Those are the two best, you know, people.
Scenarios.
Out there. Only the person that would give a big nod to who retired, Saban. If Saban was going back, that would be another spot I think Saban could be out there for as well too. But he ain't coming. He ain't said nothing about actually coaching. He's saying he's for retiring. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a wrap. Panthers, what do you think about this? I mean, I knew he was going to be out, but
I don't know. I don't know who has the mentality to go there and change that, to turn that around.
I don't
around.
Know what they can.
Because they need a leader.
Yes, that's
like,
a fact.
They need a full leader, like not just a coach, but a leader, like somebody who can get in there and bring a family morale and somebody who knows how to, like, lead troops. Like, leaders of men. Like, that's what they need.
I agree, like, wholeheartedly on that. And they don't have that at all.
And from who's on the market, I don't know who's going to fit in
like
down
I said,
there.
Vrabel's nice, but I don't think that's his type of place.
Nah, that's not his.
You get me? I don't think that's his type of place. I you know what I'm saying? I don't even think the ownership is his type of. I don't even think he can
people,
rub
elbows
over there like that. So I don't know who's going to go there. I'm kind of interested to see who they end up with.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, the Raiders, you know, they got rid of McDaniels midseason.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Pierce has been running the team. They actually looked very interesting.
Bring Antonio Pierce back.
That's
give him a
say.
Year
That's
or two, and let's see what he can do.
Bring him back. Bring him back for sure.
Bring him back and let him get a year or two.
Yes, that's a fact. Bring Antonio back.
Antonio Pierce back and let him get a year or two.
Yes.
To see what he could do with that program. The players respond to him. The crowd. The franchise.
Exactly.
I think he deserves a shot.
He deserves a shot. And then remember, they did the same thing last year when they swapped. Last year when they swapped their I forget who the intern was at the time then, but Antonio Pierce really changed the team and gave them a vision. I watched a couple of those games. They looked 8 million times
better yes.
the first time. And it's the same team. Mm-hmm. They didn't even change anything.
No.
So that means they definitely wasn't playing for Mike McDaniels. They
exactly.
didn't care about that dude no more.
Exactly.
So I think Pierce should just get rewarded, at least be given a solid year next year just mm-hmm. because he did that. Like,
I agree.
Been at the top of the year, sheesh, they maybe could have did something at the top of the year. You know, I mean,
I thought they was going to actually, you know, I know he was interim, but I thought they was just going to go ahead and announce it. Like, this is our coach. This, that, and the third, or whatever the case may be, because...
I will say this. They're not out looking right now. They have
So
that's a good thing. They have no talks, no nothing. Has been about any of them looking for anything. So, to me, that's a good sign.
Definitely.
For him. And then I think they listening to the room.
Yeah.
The locker room was saying that. They came out. And, you know, in the exit interviews, they were even saying that they were saying that. So, I agree. I think that. Now, New England, you know, we just talked about Bill leaving, but they did, just before we came in here, they just put a Gerard Mayo up on there. And I remember Gerard Mayo as a mm-hmm. player, but I didn't know the little
his thing. Coaching.
Yeah, I didn't know. I knew he was on the squad for them coaching, but I didn't know the little talks that they've been saying that he was like Bill Jr. and all this. So, to me...
They started talking about that last year, honestly.
Yeah.
I started hearing about it, so...
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised that he got bought on, but then again, I was a little bit.
They had... And then Billingham said... I mean, not Billingham, but they said in his contract, they put a succession plan in his contract as well, too. So, to me, that means they was thinking about that.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And to me, that means I'm happy with that for them. Like I said, I'm not a Patriots fan.
But
I think he's a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
What I've seen from him, and also I just watched today... Watched his introductory conference.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed like he ready. He seemed like he definitely ready for it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he got the mentality. He was, you know, he was
a good player.
Yeah, he was a good player. You know what I'm saying?
Only one. He was on the team and got one with them.
Yeah.
But he Pro Bowled 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, like, he was a solid player. He was, you know, he come up and put that wood on you.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, he was a solid player. So I
expect him to coach with the same vigor that he played with,
exactly,
if not more.
Exactly. So I think and they probably needed another, you know, another voice in there, new voice in there.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Hopefully it'll give Matt Jones a little different change. It depends on who they hire for the offense. I think that's going to be the biggest change for them.
Definitely.
Because he's already been there for defense.
Because it's the play calling that's going.
The play calling is going to be different for them. So it's who they hire for offense. But I think him as a head there, I think they'll be fine.
Gotcha.
It'll keep a bit of the Patriot wave still there,
mm-hmm.
and then a new style there. Because, you know,
he's been there for a while, and then he played, like I said, he played there. Now he's coaching there, so you know what they're expecting.
Yeah, definitely. Yo, and then last but not least, man, we're gonna give a shout out. I'm not an Alabama fan.
No.
But you gotta give credit where credit is due, man.
Definitely do.
Nick Saban retired. You know. 7 natties, you know what I'm saying? 2 different teams, most with all with Alabama, you know what I'm saying? SEC championships, 11. Like, the man...
It's going to be hard for another coach to...
They already filled it. They feel they brought the head coach from Washington in, which he did good. The last 2 years with Penix, he definitely was solid. We'll see, but I know Alabama's... It's not going to be like it was. We'll see if he...
It's going to take a minute probably to get that back, but...
But I think it's possible.
But it's possible.
Alabama recruiting is
I was just about to say the same thing. Their recruiting class is not going to change that much because Nick Saban is not there.
That's not going to change. Alabama is an institution, so I think it's still going to be there, man. So I don't really think too much going on. But salute to him. If he even started planning to come back and coach in any situation, I'd be interested to see it. But it's good to see, you know, him, you know, go away when he's ready to go away. That's pretty much what it looks like to me, like he was ready.
Definitely.
You know, he did what he had to do, but hey, he got enough titles, he got enough everything. He can
sit
back.
He can sit back and now watch the game as a fan.
Yeah,
stop stressing
about,
every Saturday.
Yeah, I know he's definitely gonna. Whoever, if he ain't already got a contract already, he's for surely gonna be hired by somebody for commentating
definitely
sooner than later. So he'll be making a couple more million, you know, outside of whatever the million he already got.
Football will pay him until, you know, he don't want to be paid no
exactly.
more.
Exactly, man. So hey, man. We just gave you guys, man, the full rundown of the wild card, the divisional rounds coming up, man. Gave y'all some predictions as well. We put y'all on, man. This one was a real highlight of most of the NFL playoffs that's coming. But we're going to bring you a little bit of everything. You know, we into a little bit of anything and everything. What's been going on in the world of anything else out here? What about these other things? Like, I always keep up on the basketball, and basketball is the weirdest right now. This is the weirdest time because football dominates the timing right now.
Got you.
But you know, for all of you basketball heads out there, this was definitely, you're coming up on the trade deadlines. Maybe we'll do one good run of the trade deadlines to give you guys a run on what happens there. But I know you've seen the Knicks made a little move.
Definitely.
They got OG Anunoby. That was good. He's been in for about 2 weeks, a week or so now, so yeah. It's been looking good for them. We'll see if it takes the changes for them. Lakers are struggling, in-season champs, but...
Got to see how it plays out.
See how it plays. To me, and the NBA will get solid here closer towards the end of the year, and obviously playoffs, so you know it'll be solid. But we'll see. Basketball, we're going to give you guys a little bit more detail, but I think next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they'll have almost a full run, a little bit of the full of our attention other than some hockey and whatnot. So we'll be able to know a little bit more, see how it goes down, and let y'all know, man, and see how things are going. What about anything else out here in these worlds, man? The boxing world is crazy.
Well, I know the boxing world is a little spicy right now.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I seen a couple little spicy things.
You got Francis Ngannou about to fight Anthony Joshua.
That's big because of the fact that...
it's a novice fight.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
But it's big because of the fact that your boy...
Deontay Wilder
fumbled the bag.
Yeah.
Fumbled the bag.
Wilder, to update anyone who doesn't know.
Who don't know.
But you should know.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder, but Deontay Wilder put on a lackluster performance due to whatever reason.
Way more than lackluster.
And he was then excluded from the...
From the bag.
So he was replaced by Ngannou. So now we got Anthony Joshua and Francis Ngannou.
And like you said, no lie, it is a novelty fight.
Yeah, it's a novelty fight, but also Francis did show against Tyson Fury that he does know how to box.
This is what I was going to say.
He also can take a punch.
Yes.
So I am interested as a boxing enthusiast to see this fight now.
This, and the reason why I'm enthused even more is because Joshua's had his little slumps here.
Yeah, he has. He has.
To me... Ngannou is the kind of guy
that will put you to sleep if you slip up in the ring with him. And he left Derrick James.
Yeah.
He's not training with Derrick James for this fight. He's staying with the trainer that he had, Ben Davis, for the last fight or whatever the case may be.
That he had for the fight with against...
That he just had with Wildin.
I know what you're talking about.
For Wildin, for this last fight that Anthony Joshua just won.
Yeah, so, okay, is he staying... Oh, no, okay, now you got me on that, because, mm-hmm. I watched that last fight. He did look good.
He looked good.
He looked really good. So if he...
So he's staying with that trainer.
That's good.
So we're going to see how that one turns out.
I agree. I'm interested in that. I'm highly interested in that fight, because, to me, if Francis Ngannou, mm-hmm. personally, I'm not going to lie, if he can make this an actual
fight, yeah.
He's not in the category like Jake Paul no more.
I kind of already moved him past Jake Paul and them for the simple fact that his first fight was against the champion.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree.
Jake Paul still hasn't fought a real fighter, like I'm talking about, like a real boxer.
Agree.
So
the only reason why I would say I was even giving him a little bit in that category or throwing him in there is because of the novelty of the fights, of him being technically a martial arts fighter, I'll call
him a boxer. Like, I'll call Jake Paul a boxer. I'll give him that. I won't even cheat him from that, because he's risked stepping in the ring, and anybody that stepped to them ropes, you risking your life. So I'll give him boxer.
He's not.
I'm waiting for him to fight somebody that's a boxer.
Exactly. There you go. Somebody that, you just hit it right on the head. Someone is actually out here doing the same thing that he's trying to do.
Yeah.
Fight and chase. Even if he is someone a few steps down, you know, as far as in... the one fight that everybody says is good for him, or that was good for Jake Paul per se, was that fight against Fury's. I think it was Fury's brother.
Tommy Fury. Yeah.
Tommy Fury don't got the kind. Terrence's brother.
Yeah.
It was a name fight.
Yeah.
Strictly a novelty name fight.
That was a money grab.
Money grab for Strictly. So to me, that's what makes it where I agree with exactly what you're saying. He ain't fought. If that is the closest big type of thing he had. Bro, you ain't even fought nobody.
Facts.
Nobody. That's not even it.
So the next fight that I'm excited for is Jaime Munguia versus Ryder.
Wait, I think I've seen Ryder.
Yeah, Ryder fought Canelo, I think, last fight. One of Canelo's last fights.
Yeah.
And he took Canelo the distance.
Yeah, that's all I was about
took
to say.
Took Canelo
yeah,
the distance.
That was a decent
one. So Jaime Munguia just confirmed that he's fighting Canelo next after he fights Ryder, long as he wins. And he's guaranteeing a knockout. So I'm interested to see if he can go in there and deliver a knockout, yeah. Which is going to build up the Canelo fight.
This would be true, because that Canelo, him fighting Canelo alone is going to be a big deal no matter what, but I agree.
But I'm also kind of out on Canelo right now, because I feel like he's running from David Benavidez.
This is what I was going to say. I was going to ask you, I thought Canelo had a bigger fight that he should be fighting.
He should, he do. He got a bigger fight with David Benavidez.
Exactly.
That he's, to me, he's running from. Or unless he's setting it up, or he's setting it up to be a big, big payday for the both of them.
Exactly. This is what I was going to say, because I personally feel like his last few fights haven't been that crazy of paydays. What do you know what I'm saying? What I was going to ask is this. Is there anything left for Canelo besides that fight?
At 168?
That's the reason why I keep feeling like, is he waiting on it? Because what else is there left after that other little, after?
At 168, yeah, there's a couple people who will give him a good battle and a good challenge. But I don't know if he wants to step in the ring with some of those people.
Okay.
I definitely don't think he wants to go up to, he says he wants to fight Bivol again. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that,
you don't think he wants that?
I don't think he really wants to do that. And Bivol is focused on Arthur Beterbiev,
yeah.
Which Arthur Beterbiev just beat Colin Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, he,
yeah, I seen that.
He put the beating on him, you know what I mean? And I didn't expect it. I thought it was going to be a way better fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Colin Smith, I mean, he could punch.
Yeah.
He throws great combinations. He could fight inside, outside. Yeah. But
in that fight, I think we've watched one, I think, when he was in
it. Better beat that, man. I don't know. I don't see too many people being able to beat him, especially at that weight class that they have, I think 175.
Yeah.
I don't see too many people really being able to deal with the pressure, because the way that he fights, like, you know, me knowing boxing, it's like, not only does he come forward and beat you down,
yeah.
He angles and beat you down, mm-hmm. And he allows you to get your offense off. Mm-hmm. So then he punches in between your punches when you're off balance. And he knows all pressure point punches. If you look at, like, if you was to really break his fight down,
yeah.
none of his punches are not to a pressure point. When he's hitting you at certain
really
inside,
yeah,
you know, boxing.
Yeah.
So I'm real interested to see who gonna be able to deal with him and beat him.
Yeah.
We got Terrence Crawford.
What's up with the boy? That's my guy.
He now has moved on from wanting to fight Errol Spence, because Errol Spence has come up that he had cataracts on his eye before they fought, so he couldn't see out of one eye technically. And that he had a broke rib that he suffered 5 weeks out of the fight. So he couldn't spar the whole month before the fight.
Okay, now that does suck.
Then he ran one of the highest elevation mountains out in Vegas or something. And all trainers say that they would never let their fighter run that mountain within a week. No, within 7 days of the fight.
Okay.
Because you need at least 4 days to fully acclimate back from running.
He
ran it 3 days before the fight.
Oh, he bugged.
So him and Derrick James was definitely off point with that move.
Yeah,
so whatever the reason was that he wasn't 100 in the ring, Terrence Crawford feels like he's being slighted.
Yeah.
So Terrence Crawford has announced that he's going to move up to fight Tim Tszyu.
Okay.
And after he fights Tim Tszyu, if he's successful, then he wants the Canelo fight.
Oh.
And those will be technically his last two fights.
Oh.
So he's looking to make two big statements and two upper weight classes, unify, do things that nobody else has ever done, and then retire.
And then retire. Wow. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. The Canelo fight, I can't wait to see that, because that is gonna be pressure.
And
if Canelo, depending on what I see from Canelo, because the last few, I've been like.
Yeah, well, Canelo said after the Charlo fight and the way people down-talked his performance, mm-hmm. just because Charlo was smaller coming up, he said he won't really fight Terrence Crawford. It's not interesting, because if he beats him, then what credit is he going to get?
True.
So the last thing boxing-wise I'll talk about tonight is the big fight I want to see, which is Devin Haney versus Abdul Wahid, A.K.A. Gervonta Davis.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say, you gotta make sure okay. you say A.K.A. because everybody gonna be like, whoo!
Yeah, so that's the fight I want to see. And they just came out, confirmed, that Prince Al-Sheikh of Saudi Arabia
mm-hmm.
has offered him technically whatever he wanted to come out there and fight Devin Haney, being they are both Muslim brothers now. And they have something called Riyadh season in Saudi Arabia. That's where that big fight that we were talking about earlier where Deontay Wilder dropped the bag at.
Yeah.
It's called Riyadh season.
Yeah.
I see the sport of boxing transitioning to Saudi Arabia and leaving America probably in the next 8 months.
I ain't gonna lie, I felt like I seen this one coming because of the bag.
Once I seen Showtime bow out, I said they know they can't put on the shows that they're putting on over there. Once I seen the way that the His Excellence, as they call him, was pushing for these fights and pushing for boxing to be brought back the way that it used to be, I said boxing will be transitioned over there. Once I seen the card that they put on with all of them heavyweights, I also said boxing is transitioning over there.
Because they willing to fight. And some of these fights is willing to go on. It's just the bags.
It's the bags and it's the promoter. And what he and what His Excellency is doing, he's forcing all of these promoters to work together. That doesn't happen in America.
That's fine.
So what's going to happen is the American promotional boxing companies are going to be forced either to get in line and put their fighters up to fight, or they're going to be bought out.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And you're going to lose Mayweather Promotions. You're going to lose Golden Boy Promotions. You might lose Top Rank.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So they're going to have to get in line because we all know Saudi Arabia has the money to keep this going.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's like at the end of the day, I'm interested to see how the American boxing world competes with what's going on. Because a lot of our boxing stars are definitely going to go take the check over there, and I don't blame them.
Nah, I feel you.
They're risking their lives, and they're not getting paid what they feel like they should.
Exactly.
And if they could go over there and get paid and a better treatment, why wouldn't you go?
Why wouldn't you know what I'm saying? And to be honest, the other thing that I think that makes America think that they're going to hold on to is because of the fandom of it. But to be honest, as long as they can watch it, they don't really care.
No.
So to me, this last one proved that. It was the big draw. You know what I'm saying? Everyone still watched at the same maximum.
Definitely.
They didn't lose anything, and they still had a full house there over there. I'm sorry, right?
Definitely. Battle.
So, I mean, everything still worked its way out. So I agree. That fight, if that fight happens this year, we got a good fight. That'll be
definitely
the fight of the year.
Definitely. Sure. That's definitely one of the fights that's going to be a face of the, like, face of boxing type fight.
Yes.
Like, whoever wins that fight is going to be the face of boxing. I just don't know how the particulars is going to work out. The weight class thing and the rehydration clauses and the who's the A side and the, you know, all of that stuff.
And a lot of that stuff matters for those guys.
Yeah, it definitely matters. Because even Devin Haney's last fight, when he fought Regis Prograis, they weighed in at 140. He rehydrated to like almost 170.
Wow.
So technically, you know, if he weighs in at 140, he's going to have to put on at least 15 to 20 pounds to even be in the same weight variation as Devin Haney.
Yeah, with that,
you know what I'm saying? And Devin Haney looked strong, and he looked fast and explosive at 140.
Yeah.
So Devin Haney's talk is that if he can't get certain fights at 140, he's just moving up to 147, and he wants Terrence Crawford. But there's somebody in the 140 division. Just remember this name, Sabril Matias. They saying they calling him out. I think he's the boogeyman of the 140 division.
Ooh.
I think he's the boogeyman of the 140 division. So, Teofimo and all of them guys. Nah, that's the round robin right there. I want to see that. I want to see Ryan, Teofimo,
what's
Devin.
Ryan? I heard Ryan on some BS right now.
Ryan and Teofimo was about to fight.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I knew it was somebody.
Well, no. I'm sorry.
It was somebody.
We could cut that one out. I think it's Ryan and Rolly Romero.
There you go.
Are trying to set something up to fight. Actually, a good fight that's coming up that I also want to mention is George Kambosos and Lomachenko is about to fight.
When is it? They're coming up this...
No, they fight in May in Australia.
Okay, that actually will be...
And that's for a vacant title.
Okay.
Because Devin Haney vacated all the 135 votes.
I was about to say, you're right.
So that's going to be an interesting fight. Bill Haney is also calling out Teofimo Lopez for the 140. So Devin Haney has technically called out right now, confirmed. Like, confirmed.
Devin Haney wants that.
Devin Haney and Bill Haney is trying to take the 140 boxing division back to when it was, like, Leonard Hagler and, like, those guys, right? And what I'm going to say is I have a newfound respect for Bill and Devin.
Yeah.
On camera, I'm going to admit it. Because they are pushing the pedal to fight any and everybody who has set
the contract
and put their name on it.
That's how you do it, man. That's what real boxing. That's when it really.
So that's when the, you know.
When the ducking gets out the window, that's when boxing really gets. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When everybody's fighting the right fight, the fights are supposed to be fought.
And just to give him a little light, Antoine Russell Jr., I seen you call out Matias, even though I call him the boogeyman, and I would love to see y'all fight because I feel like you got the style that could offset what he be coming with. So I'm a fan to see that fight. See, I'm a fan of fighting. Long as y'all gonna get in there and fight. Don't get in there and run around.
That's
and
what I'm saying. I wanna see.
I understand fight. Strategies and I understand the art of boxing. Mm-hmm. But when you get in there and, you know what I mean? And another person that. Jerron Boots Ennis. Stop running from my man. Stop running from him. Y'all running from him. I don't care who. You can name anybody jumping on this table that's in his weight class. I'ma say you running from him. Yeah. I'm going to say you running from Boots.
Yo, that's hilarious.
Man. Boots is the number one 147-pounder. And I know Terrence Crawford is in that weight class, but I feel Boots beats Terrence Crawford.
Yeah.
I do.
I rock with Terrence Crawford, dog.
I rock with Terrence. Terrence a dog. Yeah. Like, his backstory, you know, everything. Yeah. Like, I'm a Terrence. But I just feel like Boots has everything Terrence got, but just that little bit more. The only thing I say is Terrence has shown more dog.
That's a fact.
He's shown more dog, but Boots ain't been hurt.
This is a fact too.
And you can't, you know what I mean? Terrence been hurt before, hurt. Yeah. Came back that same round and put Gamboa out. Yeah, you know what I mean? All of that.
But he been hurt.
Yeah. Boots knows how to roll with punches. He knows like his defense, his ambidextrous style, his footwork, the way he in and out. Mm-hmm. I don't see Terrence Crawford do what Boots do.
But I see Boots
do what Terrence Crawford do. So that's why I feel like.
Put me on this fight. I agree to that.
Give my man that shot. Give Boots that shot.
Let's see how it go, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? This is definitely looking interesting.
Or Spence, if Crawford don't want you, you know what I'm saying? You and Boots. Get it popping.
That actually would be a good one.
Get it popping.
That would be a good one right.
You know what I'm saying? You've been to his fights. You know, y'all talk junk when he knocked a boy out. You know what I mean? Y'all was going back at it. You said he too small. He there and that. Like, let's get it jumping, bro. Let's get boxing back. Like,
back to that real shit.
Cause the UFC tried to take a card over there, like to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
They got shut down.
It didn't happen.
Nah, because the prince said, we want to see fights. Like, we are gladiator-minded here. Yeah. So we want to see fights. Dana White, you put together a soft card.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Y'all denied. Yeah. Come back in a few months when y'all ready to talk about some real fights.
Yeah, and I'm being honest, they got to put together a strong card. UFC ain't had no strong. They put so many cards together. Like,
yeah, like.
But they got so many fighters. I get it.
I get it, but it's like, you got to have some star. Like, you got to have some real. Like, even if it's not a guy that's like. Stardom wise, you gotta give us somebody that's gonna get in there and give us a show.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Maybe I know like almost every month they do a UFC. To me, that's the only thing that's killing them, but I agree.
UFC better watch out for that bare knuckle fighting because bare knuckle fighting is growing fast.
No lie.
Fast.
He owns too. That's growing it, to me of the shock value of that, of what, you know, what UFC give you,
mm-hmm.
is that slap joint he owned. To me, if he gets the,
if
he figure out how to translate that to be, you know, send a little bit more in front and not be so, you know, kind of like, more internet, just like phone, kind of phone based and smaller streaming service based.
I got you.
It can explain it because it's really just the action that people want.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's the thing about UFC. It's a lot of chump fights going on. Sometimes the cards are just full of bullshit fights. You know what I'm saying? And that just gets old after that. Especially when they do it like almost three times a week. Jesus Christ.
How much UFC can you watch?
So, hey, man, we hit you guys up, man, this week. Definitely came hard here with the playoffs and the divisional rounds. We gonna be here, man. Come back up next. We see if we can come back up next week and drop in with you guys and give y'all a drop in on what happened in the last divisional rounds going into the conference.
See how these picks turn out.
Yes.
See who turn up this weekend as far as this football go. See who set some records and things like that.
Yeah, we bring you back and also keep you informed. Keep you informed on some new things that's coming up as well too. Anything else fresh? We got you.
We got
also
you.
Look out on the IG page, the He's On IG page will keep you up to date, recaps on everything going on. Anything popping, we're going to try to drop you right away on there too as well, man.
That's where we'll give up to date, day-to-day updates on the He's On IG page.
Anything fresh, check the He's On IG page, man. Let's do it, man. Hey, we're going to come back with y'all next week, man, after these divisionals are over, man. Let's see what it do, man. Y'all keep it lovely, man.
Stay safe. Stay blessed.
You already know. One.